All right. Again, thank you all for being here at this time. Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. We're going to look at something real quick here, and then we're going to jump to chapter 8. But I'm going to start in Luke chapter 9. Let's start looking at verse 57. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." What we see here in this passage is a statement of the commitment that we need to have to Christ, a statement of the commitment that is required to follow after Jesus. And there are plenty of statements like that here in the Gospels and in plenty of places in the Scripture. But I love the way that Jesus words it here in verse 58. "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." I want to focus on that one for just a moment, because while this is also talking about commitment, and that's sort of the main theme that we see here in this section, another interesting thing that we see here is through his commitment, we recognize that God provides for us. God takes care of us. Does he not? Isn't that a wonderful thing to consider? Throughout all of life's struggles and all of life's trials and things that have gone on in your life, have you ever noticed the hand of God in it? Have you ever noticed that you are taken care of, that someone has taken care of you at some point or another? And that is an amazing thing to consider. Sometimes we like to think that we got here to where we are all by ourselves. Well, the truth of the matter is, you didn't. You didn't get here all by yourself. We have to be dependent upon other people, and especially dependent upon God for his providence, for his taking care of us. And Jesus exemplified that right here. I mean, he basically, that what this verse here says in Luke chapter 9, verse 58, is that he was essentially homeless. He traveled from place to place. He went to he's from Nazareth, of course, and he had a house there. He was in Capernaum. He had his headquarters there. He stayed very likely in Peter's house. But when he traveled, he had nowhere to lay his head. And very likely if we remember from our class on Mark, whenever he sent the disciples out, he told them to go and if anyone offers you a place to stay, then stay there and don't level up. Don't find somebody else to stay with. So the idea here is that he's dependent upon God, but also dependent upon other people. Of course, more importantly on God, but there's also that element of dependence on others. And in fact, we see that very thing in Luke chapter 8, in the first few verses of Luke chapter 8. Just before Jesus goes into the parable on the parable of the sower, we note in Luke chapter 8, verse 1, "Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of their evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance." So we see three women mentioned here who are taking care of Jesus, essentially: Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Susanna. And this just it's just it's remarkable to me that they're taking care of him out of their substance. So yes, God will take care of us, but he'll do that, and we note that Jesus did rely on God, but he does that through other people. And sometimes you'll need that help. Sometimes you'll need someone to help you through life struggles, through things that happen to you. And sometimes you'll need to be the one to help somebody else, to help take care of somebody else. Man, I can't tell you how many times I have, whenever I've been traveling, I would might sleep on somebody's couch. I'll ask someone if they have a room to spare, if I could stay with them for a little while. It is such a blessing. And of course, almost all these people were brothers and sisters in Christ that were willing to open up their homes to me while I was traveling, while I was going around and looking at different places. And man, that's such an amazing thing. And you know, that speaks to hospitality. Isn't that one of the things that we see as one of the requirements for an elder, is hospitality? And we also see in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, just how important hospitality is. Some have unwittingly entertained angels, and that's an amazing thing. Whenever you open your house up, open your home up to somebody, man, you're taking a risk. And that's sure, that you're taking some kind of a risk, but chances are, if you're willing to give someone open your home up, if you're willing to give someone that kind of a favor, chances are you'll be fine, especially if that person is a brother or sister in Christ and loves the Lord. So, man, that's a great thing, that hospitality that we see. And you know, if you are ever in a position to take care of somebody, as we've seen. In fact, I will turn. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Man, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? If you ever have an opportunity to entertain an angel unwittingly, if you ever have an opportunity to be hospitable to somebody, man, take it. It's a great thing to be able to do. And, you know, men, our brethren in Christ, our brothers and sisters, ought to be able to rely on that sort of thing. And I encourage you to do that at any chance you get. Our Lord relied on that sort of thing. And there are some people who are willing to help him. And we need to be that kind, who's willing to help. And sometimes you also might be in that situation. And there's that phrase, right? Pay it forward, if you will. You know, another way of saying that is the golden rule, right? In Matthew 7:12, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you've ever taken advantage of somebody's hospitality in a good way, then you know to be hospitable to others. And I encourage you to do that. This evening, hospitality is a form of love. Let brotherly love continue. Hospitality is a form of taking care of your fellow man, taking care of your brother or sister in Christ. Hospitality is a way to show not only the person that you're taking care of, but the Lord, that you care. And I encourage you to show that brotherly love to somebody. And at the same time, you know, it really doesn't do you much good unless you're a Christian first. And that's one of the things that we read today, is that every spiritual blessing is found in the heavenly places in Christ. And then, you know, Sam's going to be talking about being in Christ, I'm sure, because that phrase is found quite a bit in chapter 1 of Ephesians. And so, And elements of that, you know, derivatives of that idea, in Christ, in him, things of that nature. So, man, in order to take any advantage of those spiritual blessings, such as salvation, we have to be in Christ. And the way we get into Christ is, well, we've got to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of our sins, confess his name before others, and be baptized for the remission of our sins, baptized into Christ, as we see in Galatians 3:27, and also Romans chapter 6, verse 3. So I encourage you, if you need to obey the gospel this evening, Let us know about that. Make it known to us. There'll be instructions on the screen in just a second to let you know how you can do that. And I encourage you to let us know if you need to become a Christian, if you need to obey the gospel today. And, there's nothing more important than that. There's nothing more important. At the same time, if you need to make things right with God today, please do so. Let us know that as we sing this song.